We trust not to hold you long. We will do what the spirits say do. Amen. And when the spirits say quit, we just quit. Amen. If you have your Bibles, the Gospel according to St. Luke, if you would turn with me to the 7th chapter, and we will be using as a supporting scripture out of the book of Romans 9, 14, and 15 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 7, beginning at verse 11. The Bible reads, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for those that brought their weapons with them. We thank God for those that even if you didn't bring it, you know that there was one here and you don't mind reaching out and grabbing it so you can read what thus said the Lord our God for yourself. The Bible reads, and it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Verse 13, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Supporting scripture from Romans 9, 14 and 15. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject, the power of God's compassion. The power of God's compassion.
Can you imagine when you are going through land there calling on your God? And when you're calling on God because you really need him to come to your rescue, you're not confused or caught up into what you've done and all of your yesterdays. All you want is to get in touch with your God. And how many of you know that every now and again, you got to personalize it and claim him to be your God? He is our God, but every now and again, I got to talk to him like he is my God all by myself. The Lord is my shepherd. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Because there comes a time when you can't be cute. You can't be all dignified. You can't act like you got all of the answers. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to move along this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I'm just excited about Jesus. I'm excited about how good God has been to all of us, despite ourselves, because we don't have anything to boast about this morning. We all just a work in progress, but I thank God. I thank God for the progression. Because you got to understand that you got to start somewhere. And the key is actually having a goal in mind where you're trying to go. Because if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to try to find out how to get there. And if you know where you're going and you look through the guideline of the Holy Bible, I guarantee you some way, somehow, you will get there. Even if that enemy said you never amount to anything, how many of you know that you can still get there? I am so glad this morning that I belong to a loving and merciful and compassionate God. And I know this morning that you are aware that God is a loving God. I know that all of us, or most of us, are aware that he has compassion for us. But every now and then, we just need to remind ourselves and to sort of enlighten ourselves of just who God still is. We know what he has done, but sometimes we have to remind ourselves that he can still do even greater things than those that he has already done. Because what we got to understand is that as we go through our lives, every day truly is not going to be a sunny day. I don't care how good you live, how many sacrifices you make, how much you pay in the church, how many things you can say that you don't do this and you don't do that. But how many times do you have so many things that you don't do that you're just not doing anything? Your life is to live. God didn't give us these lives for us to just sit down and do nothing. And then God is not such, he is a jealous God, but God loves us enough that he gave us enough time to enjoy our lives. God did not say we have to be on the mountaintop 24/7. But every now and again, you ought to want to feel a mountaintop experience. Anybody in here ever felt a mountaintop experience where you begin to forget about all of your troubles and all of your heartaches, even though you know that they don't disappear, but it just seemed like they just seem to work out a whole lot better, because now that I realize that I'm not handling it all by myself. I got some help with the situation. And that help comes from a loving and a mighty God. A God that's allowed us another opportunity to come together and to lift up his name in spirit and in truth. And in coming this morning, we give him honor and we give him praise. I praise him for all the things that he has done and is yet still doing, and not only my life, but all of our lives. And I hope and know and hope that we understand what a blessing it is for us to be alive this morning. I thank God. So many times we use that terminology. Lord, I thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. But don't you know that even with your reasonable portion that you are better off than somebody else? Don't you know that while you may be able to say I got a reasonable portion of health and strength, that there's somebody suffering so much that they don't even know that they're yet still in existence. There's somebody's body that is so in pain that they was asking God, Lord, you can just come on and take me home because I'm tired of going through what I'm going through. Have you ever seen your loved ones laying on a bed of affliction, and as they suffer and you realize that there's nothing that I can do but talk to a higher power, but I wish that there was something that I can do. We got to understand that there comes a time that we got to forget about self and think about what we can do to help somebody else. We got to understand that as God blessed us to make it from one week through another, we had some good days and some bad days. And we got to realize that whatever has transpired in our lives, we got to expect the best from God. I found out that God will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. And the good thing is that that's more than just words. A lot of times we just use words because they sound good and we say what we know people want to hear. And when you say what people want to hear, you sort of just soothe them down a little bit. But I don't want to be rubbed down anymore. I just rather have it just like it is. Either you love me or you don't love me. You like me or you don't like me. You don't have to sugarcoat it. The only thing you got to do is just be real. But one thing we got to understand, if you just come with one another real, then you can accept that realness. And then you can just move on and get over it. Now, I understand that the Bible declared that we got to love everybody. And there comes a time that you got to even learn how to love your enemy. But then there's that person that say, how in the world can I love somebody that mistreat me, persecute me, and call me everything but a child of God? There's something down on the inside of you that you just don't quite understand. You can't understand why it is that you can allow somebody to use you or misuse you and then still treat them like a child of God. You got to understand that it's not about you anymore. Too many of us think that it's about us. Oh, it's not going to be a party unless I show up. How many of you think you the party king? You the queen city. You the one that everybody going to just be around you like you mama be. Oh, your honey just not that sweet. You got to understand that there's somebody that got a sweeter honey than you. There's somebody that got more power than you. There's somebody that got a smoother rap than what you got, stick. You may know how to put some words together, but there's somebody else in the world that can put two or three words together and turn somebody's head. That there's somebody this morning for everybody. Problem is, we don't know how to wait. Problem is, we forgot how to pray. Because we got to learn how to ask God for what we want instead of just accepting what comes to our doorstep. On this day, as you came to the house of God, it was already hot. But the Bible declares that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. So now, instead of taking the rest of the day complaining about how hot it is, why don't you rejoice and be glad that you can feel the heat? Because there's somebody that don't know whether it's hot or whether it's cold. There's somebody that don't realize that it is a blessing that I'm yet still counted amongst those that are called to be living. See, we got to understand the blessings and the privilege it is just to see another day's journey. When we consider all the sickness and all the things that are going on in the world around us, we ought to be glad to be in the house of God this morning. As Jesus teaches us to love one another as he has loved us, we got to be there one for another. The Bible also declared that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. Not sitting in judgment of one another, because we got to consider ourselves that we too could have fallen into that same trap. We too might have been the one that hadn't did everything right. Nobody in here has done everything right. There's some folk in here that can get up and testify that I thank the Lord for whence I come from. There's some folk that can say I thank the Lord that he done brought me a mighty long way. Whole lot of us can say, get up and say, look where he brought me from. But can't nobody get up and say, I'm saved all by myself. Can't nobody get up and say, I'm saved because I did this or I did that. For the Bible declared that you're only saved by the grace of a mighty God. For everybody in here under the sound of my voice, I want you to understand the Bible declares we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes along the way in life. We've all learned that everything that we do hadn't been just right. All of us know the law of the land. When I will do good, evil is also present. Anybody ever found out that every time you try to do things the right way, it always seems like the devil is somewhere in the midst. Every time a door opened up and you seem like you're getting ready to excel and be elevated, it seemed like somebody had knocked the stool right from under your feet. But how many of you know you got to learn how to get right back up? Tell God I'm going to go on anyhow. I'm going to hold on all day and all night. Anyway, you bless me, God, I'll be satisfied. Anybody know that you got to learn how to communicate and work things out with the Lord our God? The Bible declared that we should not forsake our assembling ourselves. Because every now and again, we all come together. We ought to love one another just like God has told us to. A whole lot of folk this morning want to do things their own way. I was in here for a long time last Sunday, but I'm not going to be here that long this week. Because I feel my help already. I feel the power of an almighty God. And I just stopped by to let somebody know that the Lord God is on our side. We got to have somebody this morning to say, for God I live and for God I die. It's been said in our lifetime that God is love and love covers a multitude of sins. I want to know that anybody know the love of Jesus. Somebody told me this morning, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There's something about that love will move into compassion. Now let me tell you something about compassion. Compassion is the deep awareness of suffering of another that also makes you realize that I want to go and see what I can do to give them some relief. See, when you got compassion, it's not just love, but it's love in action. Compassion is that love down on the inside where you see a brother or a sister that is suffering And because you see them suffering, something moves down on the inside. Every now and again, some call it compassion. And then on the other hand, God calls it mercy. Anybody know anything about the mercy of God? God is a merciful God. His mercy endureth forever and ever. Anybody know that if it had not been for the mercy of the Lord our God, we'd all be dead and gone. If it had not been for God's mercy, nobody would have anything to be happy about. But I thank my God that he has everything under control. God is a God without respect to person. But the Bible said, what shall we say then? The Bible declared that Moses said, that God said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God. God is the one that showed the mercy. For the scripture said that he hardened Pharaoh's heart. You see, God can either be a merciful God or he can call you to have a hard heart. But I thank God this morning that he gave me a heart of flesh. I thank God this morning that I know that God can do whatever he wants to do. In other words, what Paul is saying, that God can show his mercy on whoever he wants to show mercy. There's a whole lot of folk in here. When you see your brother down and out, instead of lending a helping hand, you're always running one another down. But I stopped by to tell somebody that God is tired of that mess. It's time for you to have some love down on the inside. Anybody know what real compassion is? Have you ever been talking to somebody and they tell you something? Or you look at them and see something, and all of a sudden you see some suffering, you see some pain, and if you got compassion down on the inside, I can see your pain, I can feel your pain, I can feel your hurt down on the inside just like it. You see, if you love your brother, if you love your sister, you are hurt when they hurt. When they are up, you are up. And when they are down, you are down. But I thank God this morning that we serve a merciful God, a God that can do anything but fail. I thank God this morning that the God that I serve, he's everywhere at all times. I stopped by to tell somebody that there was a man by the name of Jesus that saw a man one day at a city called Nain. And as they got to the entrance of the gate, they tell Nain that they were coming out the gate with a man laying on his deathbed. The man was already dead. The widow was crying her eyes out. The Bible said that there was a whole lot of folk all around this woman. This must have been a good woman. You see, every now and again, when you touch somebody's life the right way, when you go through your pain, when you go through your suffering, you don't go through all by yourself. Even in the time of death, you are not all by yourself. For all of your family, all of your friends come to give their moral support. Everybody just grieving. Everybody just crying. But look at God. God said, this is a prime opportunity for me to show you how much power I got. For the Bible said, when the Lord looked at the woman, he had compassion on her. In other words, he saw how bad she was feeling down on the inside. God knows everything. So when he looked at that woman, he said, this woman don't have any more children. Don't have nobody to take care of her. But I'm going to make it possible. I'm going to make it possible that son that she thought that she done lost, it's not over until God says it's over. Even when you done gave up all hope, the woman had gave up on her way to the graveside. But look at God. God stopped the procession, touched the bride, said, young man, get up. And all of a sudden, the Bible said, the man that was laying there dead, sat up, began to talk. Don't you know, if you've been dead and God brought you back, what would you say, stick? What would you tell the Lord? I once was dead, but now I'm alive. I thank God that he is a compassionate God. Look at the power of God. He can make the dead come back to life. He can make the lame man walk right. He can can make those that are lost find their way home. I just somebody tell somebody that God is a compassionate God. And there's power. Hallelujah. There's power in his compassion. For all he have to do is speak a word. And when he speak a word, immediately it happens. That's the way compassion works. It's not that thing what you say, I'm going to think about it. And I get back with you. But when I see your pain, something in my heart. Sometimes, even if you're not able to really help the situation, that don't keep you from having compassion. You may not have the resources, but you ought to know the one that has all resources. So I see a need. And if I can't reach, I know somebody. That between me and thee, he can bring us together. And he'll make everything all right. Is there a witness in the house this morning? Anybody know him as a compassionate God? Anybody see the hand of God reaching out of the heavens? Say, come on, my child. Everything gonna be all right. I see your hurt. I feel your pain. But I'm God. And I got you in my hand. And as long as you're in my hand, no man, no woman is able to pluck you out. The power of God's compassion. Oh God. The power of God's compassion. We say so many times, he looked beyond my faults. That was power. That was compassion. Because when he looked at me, he saw a wretch undone. But he was able to look beyond that with a heart and an eye of pity. Oh God. Do you really know how blessed we are this morning to be under the watchful eye of a mighty God? A God that, as we have read in his word this morning, can make the very dead come back to life. He's still the same God. We have become wiser and so much weaker to where we don't trust God to have that kind of power anymore. But he has not changed. We changed. Our faith walk changed. We go on what we see. But we got to know that faith, true faith, is walking in blindness. I can't see my blessings, but I know they're coming. Anybody got any blessings that they're expecting? You ought to praise him for your blessings. Whatever it is that you're asking God for, God love it when you praise him. Anytime you can make the devil out of line, the devil been crying your mind telling you, no, God's not going to do it. God ain't going to do this and God's not going to do that. You just tell the devil, you just a lie. The God that I serve is a right now, yes, God. And I'm trusting him with everything that I got. The power of God's compassion.